The Law and Behold podcast is a new podcast where we talk and share about legal and everything about life. Let's go.
And we have guests in the house.
Wamewasili.
We promised you and we have brought them to you.
Yeah, and they are looking sharp. They are smart.
They are bright ones.
Wananuka poor. They smell 100 million.
Was the smell part necessary?
Smelling like a million.
They smell 100
exactly.
million.
They're smelling like $1 million.
So introduce yourself. Tell us, what is Health Press all about?
Okay, so my name is Hannah Nungari. I'm a fourth year student at Multimedia University of Kenya. I pursue a bachelor's degree in industrial chemistry and I'm the campus director for Health Press in MMU.
Okay, so
my name is Melvin Kioko Malemba. I'm the firstborn of three sons. I am a podcast host. The podcast is called Lo and Behold. And in Health Prize ANU, I am the events coordinator.
ANU is Africa Nazarene.
ANU is Africa Nazarene University.
We have a podcaster in the house.
Podcaster. At yes, first, he was like, great. I'm the firstborn of
three. Yeah. At first,
I was lost. I was lost. What are you saying? But it's okay. What is Health Prize all about?
So, I don't know if Hannah can answer that.
Okay, so Health Prize basically is a global platform that allows students to come up with innovative ideas to solve the world's biggest challenges through innovative social enterprises and to create a positive impact in the to create a positive global impact in the world. And it's a series of competition, and the winning team gets to be funded $1 million to fund their startup idea.
Yeah.
Go talk it talk. I'm saying $1 million.
$1 million US dollars.
Just for some ideas. You all pull up on this. This is a good opportunity, by the way.
But you have to have a brilliant mind. It's here to malenge.
No, anyone can participate.
I feel attacked, but it's fine. Come on, minimal.
So it's all about young people getting funding.
Yes.
So like for the most outstanding social entrepreneurship ideas in line with what the foundation sets like every year.
So
what is the theme for this year?
So the theme for this year is redesigning fashion to make it more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So the fashion industry is a very huge industry.
Yep.
I think the third largest industry in the world.
Yes.
And so we are encouraged to come up with social ventures that are in line with that. Mm-hmm. So if you're in campus, you're in MMU, you're in USIU, you're in ANU, or whichever campus that Health Prize is, just form a group and then come up with a sustainable idea in relation to fashion. So fashion includes clothing, number one.
Yeah.
There's accessories, there's cosmetics and home goods. But now you have to remember that Health Prize is also in line with the UN, United Nations.
Yeah.
So the United Nations views fashion as clothing wear and footwear that can be made from natural or synthetic textiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lazima zikuwe in line with the SDGs.
So yeah, so you have to look at the SDGs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically the SDGs that UN has is focusing on, the mm-hmm. six of them, and maybe I can say a few of them.
Nona lean up and afloat. Please help her, please.
Most people don't know what sustainable development goals are.
Yeah.
So I think Hannah can tell us.
Yeah, so we've all heard that United Nations is focusing to Vision 2030,
yeah.
And there are several SDGs that it wants to meet before that time.
Mm-hmm.
And what Health Prize does, it challenges young minds, young entrepreneurs, especially students, to come up with innovative ideas to accomplish those SDGs by 2030. So we find that during this year's theme, there are more SDGs as compared to the other years. Like for instance, SDG number 5, which focuses on gender equality, because you find the theme is redesigning fashion.
Yes.
And fashion industry is mostly populated by women. So you find that in the previous, in how fashion is being taken, women are being exposed in poor working conditions,
mm-hmm.
and all that. So they want a student can come up with a venture that can solve that goal, creating gender equality, among others, clean water and sanitation, decent work and economic growth,
mm-hmm.
Industry innovation and infrastructure, climate action, and responsible consumption and production.
Yeah, but an idea doesn't have to encapsulate all of that. You can pick, like, let's say, gender equality and climate action.
Okay.
And just go with it.
So unaweza zi blend.
Unaweza zi blend.
No problem.
I'm educated. And a lot of you are asking, how can you join and how can you be part of Halt Price? But we're going to be learning that after this song. Nikita Kering on yet the latest tune in the streets.
Unasikia anasemanga kwa hiyo wimbo mimi.
Si ndio kama usikia achana tu nayo.
Okay.
Kama usikia achana nayo. So Hannah and
Melvin.
Yes.
Okay. Melvin.
Okay.
How do I get into Halt Price? How do I become a member? How do I get this one $20 million?
So it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, let me tell you the events process. So before we get to the global rounds, we start with the on-campus competitions. That's for every campus. So what you do, you gather a team from 3 to 5 people,
mm-hmm.
your friends from different courses, from different walks of, from different backgrounds, different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
and you come up with an idea. So I'll use an example. I think when I a year back, I think maybe 2020 in Nazarene, we had 4 students who came up with an idea called Pinekazi.
Making
shoes from pineapple. Mm-hmm. What do you call them? Pineapple peels.
Oh my god, people got brains.
Yes, people love like brains, I tell you.
Oh my god.
So you come up with the idea and then develop a business plan and then get prepare your pitch. Because
mm-hmm.
everyone has to go through an elimination process
mm-hmm.
where you pitch the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hannah, you have something?
Yeah, so in the on-campus program, basically happens in various universities or learning institutions around the world. It's
mm-hmm.
not only happening in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, HaltPrice is a global platform. So, yeah, like for instance, in MMU, we'll be having an on-campus program. Nazarene will be having an on-campus program.
Yes.
A university in, let's say, US will be having an on-campus program. So
you compete amongst yourselves, yeah?
Yeah, amongst entire university. So
mm-hmm.
the winning team that wins in the on-campus round automatically proceeds to the next step.
It's the regional summit.
Yeah, yeah, which is the semifinals round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the regional summits usually happen outside, okay, in different cities around the world. And because COVID right now is over, so it's going to be happening in person in 14 cities around the world, which have not yet been announced.
14 cities around the world?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be Nairobi, it could be Johannesburg, it could be New York City.
You'll take me with you, Bana.
Yeah,
take me with you.
In person. So
uh-huh.
automatically you get a chance to fly out and meet other competitors from other universities that won in the on-campus round. So during the regional summits,
mm-hmm.
it's a 1 month process whereby teams get to pitch their ideas, and winning teams, they'll select only 14 from those 14 cities. Of course, those are 14 teams that win,
mm-hmm.
and they'll select 6 more teams through an online submission. Which is a second round chance.
There's another
mm-hmm.
process.
Where those from those teams that competed in the regional summits get
mm-hmm.
to compete in the global accelerator. So in the global accelerator this time round, I heard it's happening in Paris,
yes.
right?
In Paris.
Yeah, in Paris.
Simon in Paris.
Yep.
And
so
then I think the finals.
Yeah, also the finals.
The finals are happening
and they'll
in
be
Paris.
Opening the Fashion Week, if I'm not wrong, the Paris Fashion Week. So it's
okay.
a good
That's
opportunity
like
for
big.
You to travel. Most people, like the ones who created Pinekazi, I think they went to Dubai, and it's a nice experience traveling out of Kenya.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You kuna swali.
Yeah.
So, sir, we're comrades, yeah?
Yes.
And you're competing. Who do the does the program give you the funds?
I think the price.
The traveling, coming up with the project. I believe you'll need some materials.
Yes.
For your project?
Yes, Halt Price facilitates majority of the cost.
Majority of the cost?
Yes.
The traveling?
The
traveling, like
yes. But you have to get your own papers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But the papers, you have to get them?
Yes.
It's not hard, you can.
Mapema and your best, Simon.
Mapema
and your best.
Exactly.
So, another question is, how can we reach you from like the MMU cohorts? We have the MMU cohort.
Yes.
Do you usually meet? What to African Nazarene? Where do you meet? Tell us more.
So basically, as much as Halt Price, we have it in MMU and Nazarene.
Yeah.
It's kind of a competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Yeah, we want a team from MMU to win that $1 million.
And we want
dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, but of course we are open to collaborators as we are here doing the interview together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll speak about MMU.
Yeah.
We usually have weekly online info sessions. We invite mentors from outside, especially we're targeting mentors in the fashion industry, mentors from the Hulch Prize community and all that. We usually have them on Sundays. We also have launched a meet and greet event in MMU where we invited a member from the Ecobana team,
mm-hmm.
the team that won the $1 million from St.
But it was from Kenya,
St. Paul's University.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was a lot of money.
Yeah, so basically that's what we are trying to do. Also creating awareness for students to be able to also sign up and register their teams as much as possible. Yeah, that is what's up in MMU.
Okay, so for Nazarene, we are having registration process ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be on campus throughout the whole of next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have volunteers, people who have volunteered to help us with getting more people. So if you are in Nazarene, just find us at the City Clock. There's a place called City Clock. We'll be there.
Masika Nazarene kuna City Clock. What do you have at MMU?
City Clock. Oh my God. You have City Clock there.
So we'll be meeting.
Roundabout.
So we'll be meeting there and talking to people and answering their questions,
mm-hmm.
and just telling them more about Health Prize. We're organizing a meet and greet and we'll invite MMU in due course when the details are concrete.
Yeah.
We're also partnering with other sponsors. We are calling out for sponsors. If you want to sponsor us, please hit my line. We've partnered with a certain company called Black Rhino VR, which deals with virtual reality.
Yeah.
And they tell stories using virtual reality.
Yeah.
And so we want to see how we can tell that story of Health Prize through virtual reality.
Uh-huh.
So that we will also announce that. I think we've also invited Jimmy. I've forgotten the brand name he holds, but he's a trendsetter on Instagram and
mm-hmm.
he has his own clothing line to come and tell us how the fashion industry looks like in Kenya, and all of that is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. We'll just announce the dates. We are yet to tell the dates yet.
Oh, it's okay. That is dope. Once we come back, we conclude the interview.
Yeah, so there's a lot happening on campus.
Yes.
And I think everybody is free to participate in the activities that is happening, yeah?
Yes.
Kwa hivyo naweza kusanya Lina, Aosa, and the team
we organize, tunataka
$1 million.
$1 million.
The question is, do we have the brain?
And you're back again and you still listen to your number one community radio station and you're driving you home from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you have visitors and you're wrapping it.
We are wrapping it up. Mm-hmm. Now, in case you umeingia tu saa hii mtandaoni, we have officials from
Health Prize organization.
And we have Melvin and Hannah.
Yeah.
So where were we?
I think we were saying that if you're a young person out there in university,
mm-hmm.
Please take hold of this opportunity. Because personally, I tried pitching my idea when I was in first year for Health Prize.
What was your idea, Tombi?
So I don't remember the exact theme of the year,
uh-huh.
but it was along the lines of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my friends, I picked up a few friends, and then we were going to make coal from sand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Simon,
so
these are the
you
friends
the
you need.
And
yeah.
then it becomes sustainable, like you can use them so many times.
Over and over
them.
Again,
Over and over again. So after that, you become
Brains.
A different person because it will force you to know things.
Mm-hmm.
It will force you, because you have like 4 minutes to pitch an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It will force you to develop your soft skills in presenting stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a very good opportunity. Even if you don't make it to Paris, you'll be a totally different person at the end. Yes.
It's a learning experience.
It's a
learning experience.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Mm. Hannah, last words?
I can say that any student out there or any young mind, young entrepreneur who's always have that drive to come up with something, this is a platform for you. You don't know if that's the idea, the $1 million idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can say for Team Ecobana, they had tried in other spaces.
Yeah.
Health Space is not only the only innovation platform that we have. So they tried in actors 3 times and the idea didn't go through, and it's still the same idea that won the
$1 million. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when they tried in Halt Prize for the very first time, they got the $1 million.
But they had tried it in other platforms,
like several times in other platforms. You find it's a game of not giving up, just believe in your idea, find that partner, those few friends who can register a team, and try your luck. It's not only this platform that can grow your idea. You might find other platforms or other experts in other fields, or someone who you might be willing to sponsor your idea to become a reality. So yeah, I urge students to take up this chance to try it out. And for Halt Prize in MME, you can reach to us out in various social media platforms. We are in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Even TikTok.
Yeah,
even TikTok.
Yes, Halt Prize MMU Kenya. Yes.
Yes, so as Hannah said, just put yourself out there. The future is now, I always say. Mm-hmm. I'm a law student and I believe in Pan-Africanism.
Godzo. Ati what?
I'm a law student.
You do law?
I do law.
Which year are you right now?
I'm in my final year.
We have an industrial chemist.
And you? Chemist.
And
a lawyer. And a?
And a corporate communicator.
And a journalist here. Yes. Young minds. But if anything I've learned from you guys is, Your idea is the best.
Exactly. Yeah. And never say die.
Never say die. Yes. Your idea is the best. Just put it out there. And I think Halt Prize gives you that platform. And yeah, maybe your idea did not pass the regional level.
Yes.
But you can take it to other places.
To other places.
Yeah.
And yes. And if there's no place for you to bring your ideas, create your own spaces.
Create your own space. Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I always wanted to be part of a podcast. I saw no one is trying, so I made my own podcast. So you can do the same thing.
What's the name of your podcast?
The name of my podcast is called Law and Behold Podcast.
Law and Behold.
But the law is
L-A-W. L-A-W. Okay.
Laza, like law chini.
Like law, Sharia.
Sharia law.
Law
so it talks
and
about law.
Yeah, so
it's just
about law and behold. Behold part is the normal day-to-day life. So we bring guests from both worlds, from the law and from behold.
Okay, that's dope. Where can
I'm going
it?
To listen it on
so
Spotify.
It's everywhere.
Spotify, Google
Spotify,
Podcasts,
Google,
Anchor. Okay,
everywhere.
That is dope. So the last question before we let you go, it is: what would you say are some of the greatest lessons that
you've
learned
since you joined Halt Prize?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the greatest.
Yeah.
I think ladies first.
Ladies first.
He's a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
The first
lesson. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's
here.
The first
ladies
lesson.
First.
Yeah.
Simon.
And on upper producer, Wangu Amefurahi. She's all smiles. Well, okay.
The greatest lesson I can say is being open-minded, being ready to accept any opportunity that comes in your way. For me, Halt Prize, I heard about it back in 2020. I volunteered in the organizing committee for on-campus program, regional summits, on-campus awards, which recently took place in Kenya in July, where we got to interact with various students from all over the world, from America, from Asia, from Africa. So just be open-minded. As much as this is a volunteering opportunity, for me, what I got to my takeaway from it is being open-minded. And right now I'm having friends who are from various cultures. I'm learning each and every day. So yeah, for students, these are such platforms that can enable you to grow your network as much as, so that's the biggest thing I can say for me.
Okay, for me, the greatest lessons is number one, volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to do stuff without people paying you.
Yes.
Because in the end, you'll find out that what you're doing will pay off in the end. It may not make sense now, but volunteer. Number two is collaborate, work with people. You never know who you are relating with.
Because
many times you'll be thinking that this is Hannah, maybe she's the next future.
Connections, my guy.
Networking.
Yeah, and they always say your net worth is your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down, Simon. Write that down.
Your network
is your net worth.
Yeah, and the last one I would say for young people, let's learn about leader. What I learned is that learn about leadership and how to apply leadership in your own space.
That is so good.
I've also learned something, my guys. if anything, just put yourself out there and it will pay out. At the end of the day, haitakuwa tu ni kazi ya bure ulifanya.
Jitume na mwishowe itaivana. But speaking of
Ivana
is coming up.